Attention in the pits, attention in the pits. We are back with another episode of the Backup Girls official podcast. As always, I am joined by my co-host, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
And this week is going to be a little different again. Since the Eddyville race got canceled, which we are still so sad about, we were unable to interview any of the other bugs with the chaos. So it's going to be another episode, just me and Bonnie, but this time we get to interview Bonnie and find out a little bit more about her and her story.
Woohoo!
Yeah, always so a good time. As always, we are presented by Kingdom Media Company, and Double D Med Spa is our primary season sponsors, as well as R40 Trucking, Outlaw Truck and Trailer, A Chick's Eye View, and Car Chicks. So thank you again,
guys, so much.
Yes, we have the best sponsors, and we are so grateful for each and every one of them for putting their faith into us.
Faith is the big word.
Yes. So,
speaking
let's
of
just get right into it.
Let's do why it.
Why don't you tell us about yourself, Bonnie, for those of us that don't know you already?
But don't know me. Well, my name's Bonnie. I'm married to the driver of Man of War 1 and 2. I don't know if it's 1 anymore, though.
I'd say
retired.
2 and 2, and you birthed the driver.
I birthed the driver for Man of War 3. We've been married for 10 years. We've got 2 children, and one's waving at me right now. Hi, Bubs. I am the bug for the Man of War, my main car. And then I fill in here and there when I need to at the track. Gosh, what about me? Let's see.
You saved the day for more than one team.
I appreciate that. I mean, it's a fun job. It's a fun time. I don't mind jumping in and doing something like that. I know what I'm doing. How about that? If I know what I'm doing, I will jump in ready to go, and I'll wear your team's outfits. I'm a team player when it comes to doing that. So, but
when we were in Odessa and you wore Chelsea's outfit, I mean, you jumped head first.
I did.
You wore her outfit to back up your husband's car too.
I did. Well, okay. Yes, I know. And I told him, I was like, sorry, babe, because he ran right before Michael did with the Burning Love. And
it was not supposed to happen.
No, it wasn't. And normally we are always in the back, but Singleton was not there that weekend. He was giving away his second daughter. It was her wedding. And so he wanted us up front. And the odds of that happening were none. But Shane is such a good, good sportsman that he was like, I don't care. And, so Shane ran first and I had Chelsea's outfit on. And my one request was I didn't realize that her cape was like attached. I don't know why I thought that, but I was like, I just want to wear the cape. And she was like, okay. And so then when Michael gave it to me, I was like, oh my gosh, it's all one. This is even better.
You got to wear the whole thing.
Well, I have to wear the whole thing. And then another funny, when her and I were talking about it, I said, well, what size shoe do you wear? Because I have a huge foot. I'm size 10. And she was, I forget what she said. And I was like, oh gosh, darn, those aren't going to fit me. I think it's like a cute size, like a 6.5, 7 or something. And no skis. And so she was like, do I need to get you some gold boots? And I said, no. I said, I'll figure something out. And then she texted me back and was like, Michael says you have gold boots. And I was like, I'll be damned. I do. I do. I was like, look at Michael coming through with knowing the outfit. She was like, listen, he may not know what he had for dinner last night, but when it comes to racing, he knows all of it. And
that
so
that man is like an encyclopedia of racing information. He keeps it all in his head.
And it goes from cars to bugs and their outfits. Yeah. So I threw it on and went on the way. And I mean, again, luckily it fit. And then Michael ran right after Shane. So I don't know. I felt like Superwoman in that thing. Like, I felt like a baddie.
It looked awesome. I mean, Chelsea looks awesome in it too, but like, I love that outfit.
It's one of the best ones that's like reoccurring on the track. I agree. It was a good time. So yeah, I just like being, you know, if I know what I'm doing, I am all in. You can count on me.
Yeah, so you've helped Michael Neal. You did for a couple times for Bob Alberti last year as well.
Yep, on
And
the
I know you.
ones that Bob can make. This season he's had some like medical issues, so he hasn't made it out to any of them. But I think actually his girlfriend is gonna start backing him up now. But yeah, until she came along, I mean, Bob was my other car, and I would legit change in the truck from my outfit or team shirt or whatever to what matched Bob's. And luckily, there's some same colors on both of the cars.
They're for the cars being as different as they are, they have similar colors, which is
Yes.
nice.
Yes. So that helps. But I've done Alan Bradshaw's car in Ennis. What was it last year? And then I've done one gasser, Crazy Squirrel. And that was different because I had never, when they're running, we're usually back at the pits and all the things. And so when I went up there, I mean, it was just different. Like they don't do long burnouts, and they just kind of do a little burnout and then they back up a little bit, but it's pretty much just like putting them up to the tree. So that one was fun and different, but I totally put that on my resume.
So tell us a little bit how you got involved in racing, because you have quite the whirlwind love story, if I have to say so myself.
Whirlwind love story. I don't know. Yours is way better than mine. Not way better, but I like yours. Let's see. How did I get involved in racing? I married into it, first off. And I met Shane, and he was driving for somebody at the time. He didn't have his own operation. He had in the past, but at this time he didn't. And when I met him, he raced for NHRA. And I remember my dad telling me, "Now you realize racing is a lifestyle, not a hobby." And I was like, "I know, it's so awesome. Totally. Yeah." And now, like, I understand what he's saying, like 100%. So, we met, and then 52 days later, got engaged, and 6 months
Where is that?
later.
52 weeks, less than 2 months.
Yeah, 52 days. And some people didn't believe or were like, there has to be a catch to this, like, not
You have
pregnant,
to be
no,
pregnant or
have to be
something.
pregnant, or this is a joke or a dare or something. And no. And what's crazy is yesterday was the quote unquote anniversary of him proposing. So
Yes, I
11 years
saw the
ago.
pictures of that on Facebook.
Yep. And so he drove for Randy Myers and had a very great career with him at the NHRA. And then we kind of started our own operation. He had a dragster at first. And then we moved over to the funny car. And now it is a
It is your
lifestyle.
life.
It's my
Now it is
life.
your life.
It is. And I won't admit that except for on here because it is a hobby. If Shane's listening, it's a hobby. So, but I mean, I have a daughter now that does it, and I love it because they love it. And
And your daughter is also like the coolest kid
oh,
at the track, in my opinion.
She's a
We're
hoot.
besties, and
Yes. She's
I
done
love her to
very
death.
successful in her racing career thus far, which is funny because she started when she was 4, and to get her license and, make the passes and things like that. So she started racing side by side at 5. And I remember asking, and he actually, his daughter aged out, and he now helps us on sometimes Shane's funny car and then with Pamela's program. And I was like, why are they allowing 5-year-olds to race? Now, for those not listening or those listening that don't know, these kids can only go so fast. So when they get older, they get to go faster. But still, imagine your firstborn at 5 years old. I don't even think she knew how to tie a shoe, if we're being honest.
She's driving a race
She's
car.
driving a race car down a racetrack. And so, I mean, obviously down a racetrack, but you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. And he said because kids can start playing like soccer and t-ball. And I was like, right. Because
So
driving a race
because
car,
she can kick a soccer ball on a field, so obviously
obviously, it's
she can
totally
drive a
normal.
race car.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And we have a son who just turned 5, and you could not pay me all the money in the world to put that kid in a race car. So it just goes to show.
That is terrifying.
Terrifying. I mean, even at 4, he has a 4-wheeler. It's turned down all the way to where even if there's like a little hump in the grass, he can't even go up it because he's just a wild maniac, which is fine. And I'm here for it. And I love it. It's his personality. It fits him. But we'll circle back around when he's 10. We'll see how it is. Like it's just not even brought up.
That would be a safety risk to himself and everybody else at the track if he was in a junior.
100%. 100% with that one. But he...
Love him to death, but...
Oh, yeah. No.
I appreciate y'all not putting him in a race car yet.
Yeah, you're welcome, America. he'll say when he gets older he wants to. But again, I mean, that's the difference. I don't know if it's the first versus the second and or girl versus boy. So it's just, I mean, and for Shane not to have gone yet and like bought him a car, that's how you know that
how
like
much y'all don't want to put him in one.
Right. Minute. Right. He's great with being the crew chief and cheering Sissy on and giving her nucks and checking her tire pressure and getting back on the golf cart with me. So, but yeah, no, I married into it because where I'm from, so Pamela's home track, we actually passed it last night. The big thing there in my day was like the midnight drags. And so that's the only like quote unquote racing I really knew about was the midnight drag or like had seen in real life and all things. Yeah, you watch the NASCAR and all that on TV, but nope. So I married into it and now it's our life.
Wouldn't have it any other way, would you?
No. I wouldn't.
Debatable.
On the way to the track, debatable. On the way home, it's like dagnabbit. Like us not going to Eddyville this past weekend.
Heartbreaking.
For racing, I am totally bummed. That's my ultimate favorite track. I mean, you and I were talking before we hit record, and the atmosphere and the facility itself is so kid friendly and family friendly, and our fans are amazing up there. It's always a great turnout.
And it's also, I was excited for it because it was going to be a doubleheader, which those are always so much fun because you get all the funny car and the Nitro people together, which doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
And I was looking forward to it because we were going to be at a doubleheader and we were only going to have one car there, so it wasn't going to be as stressful. And yeah, no.
Thank you, Mother Nature. But we will say good call on the track. What they get, like 1.5-2 inches of rain and then like 70-mile headwind?
50 to 70-mile-an-hour headwinds that were coming straight down the track. The pits were, like, half flooded, and...
Because that's another thing about that track is, like, most of the pit areas are grass, and it's, like, the good grass. That's another thing that I love, because Lane was little when we first started going to that track. And when you have a banshee toddler for a son, asphalt is your enemy. Yeah. And so we had grass, and it was good grass, and it was...
And it's not the grass that's, like, sort of grass, but mostly dirt and gravel.
And stickers. Like
it's good grass. It's soft, plush grass.
Yes, it's the grass that you let your kids crawl around on. So, but I will say, that's a good call. So, again, we had the weekend off. Definitely missed the race family. Yeah.
Now it's going to be... like a month and a half between races, which is weird, going from 3 races in 5 weeks to almost 2 months between races. Yeah. It feels weird.
It does. It does. But, I mean, when you have children who are very active like mine, so we're fixing to head to Wichita for Pamela to play basketball. And then Cordova.
Y'all definitely stay busy. Other than just the race stuff.
No, we do. So Pamela also plays on 2 different teams, one for her school and then one private. And so the private team, this past weekend, we didn't have anything, but this weekend coming up, we've got 3-hour team practice. And then next weekend, we will head to Wichita for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday tournament, which back in December, her team went undefeated and took home the gold. Ooh. In their age bracket. Yep. They're, well, hold on. Pamela plays up. So for the girl she plays with age bracket. Took home the gold for that. So, and then we get home that Sunday night and then pack up to go to Cordova the next weekend.
So exciting. I can't wait for Cordova.
I do like Cordova too. It's a good track.
The only thing I don't like about it is the drive. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It is the longest drive. It's 14 hours one way with no stops.
Is that for your house?
My house.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Our rigs pulled out last year because Shane had to work and we drove and we got, I don't know even what time we left, but I know we pulled into the track about 2 o'clock in the morning. We drove through with the kids. There.
We got there. We drove halfway last year, halfway there, stayed at a hotel, and then drove the rest of the way. And we still didn't get there until like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ugh. Yeah. It's worth it though, especially now. So, also speaking of that though, sorry, getting off, but making announcements.
No, go
we
ahead.
Took a vote, and you would say like Q2 is going to be patriotic, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. It was unequivocally, like there was no discussion about it.
No,
like,
I don't think 100%. Anybody chose the other one. So yes, Q2 will be patriotic, and then that'll have, what do we have, a $200 payout for that as well, and then we have a $200 payout for Q3 rock and roll.
Yep. So pretty much all we're doing is we're rolling over the money that we had for Eddyville into Cordova, and instead of just adding it all to the rock and roll, we're going to do Q2 patriotic, since I know you did and I did and a lot of the other ladies already had their outfits purchased for it. And I'm very excited to be able to wear it because it's definitely one of my more like extravagant outfits, which is kind of funny because it's one of the more simple themes. But
hey, when we go, we go big.
Absolutely.
It'll be a good time. So, okay, sorry, back on track.
No, next you're good. Question. So, I know that we've talked about this before, but some of your hobbies outside of the track, one thing that I know of for sure is your gardening and your sourdough.
Oh, heavens. This is new, okay? So I am surprising people that have been in my life my entire life daily. We recently moved, back in August, we moved. We bought more land, and both kids now in school full time. And I've never been the green thumb. I've never been the decorator. I'm not even kidding. Like I never decorated. And
also for a little bit more context, tell them what you do for a living.
Oh, well, I stay home. I'm a stay at home mom. And, I run the back end of our excavation business. So it's all ran out of our house. And so I have time. I do, but I don't have time on my hands. And we moved out here and it's just like, it's home. It's just home. And so I slowly started decorating and Shane was just like, are you okay? Like, what is happening? Made my dad happy, all the things. And then it was during basketball season last year because there's a mom, her daughter plays on Pamela's school team. And I said, I think I want to start sourdoughing. Well, she's like a legit sourdough, like Jennifer from Twisted Sister. And
she does all the things.
Anything you can think of, those women have made. And so when I first started doing it, I did all the things. But then now I just put it down to you guys' French toast that everybody loves. And which I had, by the way, for Eddyville.
It is not just French toast. It is Bonnie bread.
It's Bonnie bread.
Amazing.
And so I do that and then we make waffles here and there. So I started doing that and it was just like, I mean, I'm telling you, like everybody's like stunned because I always say I'm not a Pinterest mom. I'm an Etsy mom, meaning I don't make stuff. I buy it. So I like to help small businesses, right?
Support small business.
Yes. And then the garden, I was like, which this is like the most, I think, funniest. And Shane just like looked at me like, of course. So where we moved from, the people that lived there before, he had a garden and it was like in the perfect area of the back pasture. He had water spigots already set up. Like, I mean, it was set up for a garden, in-ground garden. And I never
put the seeds in it.
All you had to do was till it, put the seeds in it. Like the water was on a watering system hooked to the house. Like it was set up for gardening and I didn't touch it. In 6 years, I didn't touch it. And then we move out here and I'm like, I think I want a garden. And Shane's like, oh my gosh. So I did. And that's what I did all day today. And my back is roasted. I didn't realize how much work they are. So you got to pull the weeds all the time and can't let them get around the plants and stuff. But we've got 5 tomato plants that have bloomed and producing. I've got dill, zucchini, watermelon, cantaloupe.
Ooh.
What else is going?
I didn't cilantro. Know that.
Oh, yeah. Cilantro. I've got peppers out there. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. New house, new Bonnie.
Doing all the things now.
I am. And then Pamela had some holes in her jeans. I'm just going to add to my resume. And I sewed those up and patched them.
Whoa.
I know. It's like almost 40, you know. Times are changing.
Really, you're becoming domesticated, Bonnie.
I am. I'm filling my spare time is what I'm doing. And it's very beneficial. It's benefiting everybody. So I don't know. It's just, I don't know what not that I've never felt at home at any of my other houses. It's just, I moved a lot when I was a child. I don't want my children going through that. And so I'm like, this is it. This is home. So let's.
You're settled now.
I'm settled. Finally at 39 years old.
Better late than never, you know?
Exactly. So, but you know, Pamela's like you. She's an old soul. She was out there with me all day today gardening. She loves helping with the sourdough. She talks sourdough with the teacher, her teacher that was her first grade teacher. They took sourdough stuff. So I've got my like green thumb with me and we just go out there and crank up the music and Lane will come up there every now and then. We'll throw him some snacks and then he goes off on his four-wheeler and we go on about our way.
What you got to do with the Cookie Monster, you got to feed him or he gets angry.
Yeah, he gets hangry. So, yeah, that's what we do.
So you still find a lot of time to stay busy on and off the track as if raising these two children that run around like crazy wasn't enough.
I've added to it. But I think another thing that has surprised a lot of, no, I don't want to say surprised because like that makes it sound even worse, I feel like, but something, I don't even know what it is, but like you would think it would have like hit me when I had the kids, but it's like, I want to teach them good habits.
Yeah.
And I want to teach them meaningful things outside of school too. Like we can make our own food. We can like, money doesn't grow on trees. So that's just a rip in your jeans. Let's sew it. I'm not going to go out and buy you new clothes because you ripped them. I want you to be a kid and it's okay that that happened, but we can fix it. And so it's like,
it's teaching your kids to be, I don't want to say more sustainable, but like realizing that, hey, just because this is broken doesn't mean
we just go out and buy another one. Right. Exactly. Yeah, no. Exactly. And so I've always kind of like, I mean, I've always had like a bike that you can ride inside or a treadmill or something like that. And like, I mean, I still haven't drank since New Year's Eve and 4 to 6
which
times
is
a
amazing.
Week. Yes. I mean, and that's another thing. Like, it's just so socially accepted and a lot of things are quote unquote hobbies don't involve, but like, drinking is involved in it. And so it's like, I want to be a good example. And I also want to live to see my kids grow up and have their own children and things like that. So I've been 4 to 6 times a week working out. The kids join me. Sometimes I'll switch it up. It's one of those like pick and choose your battles. So when you think that you're going to get a good workout in, then here come the children and you just switch it up. So sometimes all I do is just walk the land, like up and down the driveway, around, but it gets them outside, it gets them active, and like they're watching you. And yeah, an epiphany, you know, 8.5 years after having my child. But I feel like my hobbies that I have gotten into are good, healthy hobbies that are great examples for my kids.
And it's teaching your kids better ways to like take care of themselves and handle their lives. Cause I mean, I've been the broke college kid where if something breaks, I can't afford to go buy it. So right. I have to fix it.
Yes.
And so it's always good to have that mentality of like, I can fix this instead of blowing money on something like that.
Well, and I think that's one thing too that I can say that would surprise a lot of people about me who don't know me is that I am a very independent person. It takes everything in me to ask for help. And even being 10 years married, Shane, he'll patiently ish wait for me to ask for help if I'm doing something. Because I mean, I was 28 when I got married. And I mean, I think a lot of my generation, so like if your dad was changing your oil, you had to help. If that was holding the flashlight.
I helped my dad change the oil in his truck all the time.
Yes. So I mean, I remember I went on like one date with a guy one time, and we were on the phone one time, and he was like frustrated because like I feel like it was like his kitchen cabinet had broke, or like his drawer, and he was so frustrated. And I was like, I don't understand. Like, he was a firefighter and like, you know, manly man. And I'm like, why can't you not fix it? And he was like, well, my dad never like taught us these things. Shit you not. Was like, yep, we're good. And he was like, you're just so independent. And I'm like, yeah, I had a different childhood than a lot of people, but I kind of had to learn how to be independent quickly. And then I was 28 when I got married. So
you'd already lived on your own for
a very long time.
10,
11, 12. But that's like a whole nother episode. But it's like, I want my kids to be independent. I want them to be able to, you know, you can't always rely on people. You can't always count on other people. And it's okay to ask for help when you need it in whatever area of life. So.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. Because that's how my mom raised me too, is that there's nothing wrong with asking for help, but also.
Just make sure you cannot do it before you ask.
Yeah.
That is my biggest thing.
There's nothing wrong with doing it yourself.
Right. So I don't know. I've learned too that like, I mean, and Shane being 32 when we got married, so it was like two very independent people in a short amount of time got married. Probably should have had a reality TV show. But yeah. I mean,
I would have loved to have been around y'all during that part of your life, because I think it would have been funny, but it would have definitely been interesting to watch how it played out.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like I look back and I'm like, obviously wouldn't have changed it for the world. See, and my grandparents, my dad's parents, they, from the time they met, engaged, and married was 3 months.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And right before they passed in 2017, they were fixing to celebrate their 65th wedding anniversary. So it's kind of like, not only were we still learning about each other, but we were also trying to figure out living with each other and being married. And like, divorce was never an option. It's never an option. That word does not get spoke in my house. And so, yeah, a reality TV show would have been phenomenal. And I remember going to premarital counseling to the church that I always attended my entire life, and Shane joined, and Pastor Mark saying, there's going to be things that he does that now you think is cute, but it's eventually going to annoy you. And I just remember being like, I don't mind that he like leaves his socks on the ground, and now I don't pick him up.
Drives you up a wall.
Oh, I throw him at his face. I'm like, are you kidding me? The laundry basket's right there. Or like leaving the cabinet open when he's cooking, I'll go by and slam it shut. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Shut it.
Were you raised in a barn?
Yeah. I mean, it's just funny looking back, but it's our story. It's my favorite. It's my favorite little
that
story.
That before too. You were so like, oh no, that'll never happen. And
it will never bother me. I'm totally fine with picking his socks up off the floor or his half drank tea that he leaves sitting there and it's sweating all over my counter. It's fine.
I love him, so I will
yeah.
love everything
I
he
love
does.
Everything he does. It's totally fine. But now I'm like,
yeah. Lies.
You
it
cannot
was all
lies. Drink tea because you don't drink the whole thing. So, any Hoosers. But yeah, that's one thing I think a lot of people who don't know me, that's kind of surprising to them. For the fact, I think, honestly, because I am a stay-at-home mom and wife. Yeah. I mean, I do run our business, and stay-at-home moms are a full-time job. So, but it's, I'm still very independent. Very independent.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that for you, because I know that sometimes when people think of a stay-at-home mom, they think, oh, they just mooch off of the money
right.
that their husbands make, and they're just the housewife, and they don't do anything other than cater for their kids and their husbands. But like, you got,
I mean, you do that, but
that's not your whole life.
No, it is not. It is not. And I mean,
Shane,
you
still
respects...
know how to get shit done when it needs to get done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why you don't ask a man to get a job done. You ask a woman.
Absolutely.
Bingo, bango, folks. Write that down.
That's it. Episode's over.
Done. Drop the mic. Thanks for joining.
That's all we needed to hear.
No, it's fun. And that's what I mean. Like, when it comes, I mean, circling back like to the racing, Shane loves it. Pamela loves it. Lane loves going. It's, I mean, he absolutely loves it too. So it's sometimes when it annoys the absolute hell out of me, it makes my family happy. They allow me to do things that make me happy. Because another thing is like, I am a stay-at-home mom, so I am here all the time, and I am with the children all the time. I mean, I'm their primary caretaker, and the doctors and the dentist and the play dates and the all the things, where
Everything.
When I go to Shane, I'm like, I'm going to my girlfriend's house. Tuesday nights, I go to my girlfriend's house and we watch one of our Bravo shows. Yep, it's probably immature and childish that we watch Bravo, but I don't care. But I go, and I go without my children. And he's like, see you later, bye. Or if he can't make it, he's like, my friend lives right down the street from the road from my in-laws. And he's like, take him to dad's. I'll pick him up on the way. So I still go on girls' trips. Like, we have finally figured out the balancing. We have great communication. So
yeah.
When I'm like,
so I was gonna say that's one thing I have noticed is that both of you guys are both very involved in your kids' lives. Like, you do a lot of stuff with them, but then Shane still shows up and does all the stuff with them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then you still like have your girls' trips, or y'all go on your vacations with all your friends. And
yes, and that's a,
you have your girls' nights where you guys go into the city and just have fun.
Yes. I mean, everybody runs their lives differently, and there's no judgment or anything. My girls have been through a lot with me my entire life, and they're my family. Just because they're not blood, but they're my family, and I need them. I want them and I need them. He gets that. He understands that. And so it's not like every other night I'm like, we're going out, or we're taking, you know, we're going to Mexico again or whatever. It's very great communication. And then when he's like, I'm going to the shop, I'm like, do you want the kids or not? Because they love going. And he's just like, sometimes he's like, nope, we got to make headway. And I'm like, all right, cool.
We got stuff to do.
Yeah, we got stuff to do. And then sometimes he's like, no, I'll take them, which is another break for me. So I'm like, okay, let me pack the snacks.
They're I'll send bags you the dog's bag of cookies. And
yep, and they'll be good to go. So I don't know. So they love racing. Never did I think I would be a racer mom. But here I am, and it started with every time she left the line, I was crying until we went and picked her up. And now, if she doesn't cut a good light, we have a discussion. What were you doing? What was happening? What did you do different? What do we need to do different? What did the car feel like?
I've been there for one of those discussions before. It's intense.
Yeah, and that's how I mean, basketball. I grew up playing basketball, so those are always different. But yeah, I'm on board. I'm on board 100%, even though sometimes I don't want to be, I am. Because the ones I love, love doing it. And till they want to stop, we're not stopping. Yeah, Manor 2
awesome.
And
like
3 will be there.
You are like living the life that I want for myself in 10 years.
Oh,
like
even stay-at-home mom?
The race wife and the
Okay.
kids and
Okay.
the house and the property. And I mean, I wouldn't mind the stay at home mom part, but if we're being honest, I'd probably go insane
Yeah, it's
being at home all the time.
it is it's got its pros and cons, I will say. It has a pros, its pros and cons. I think I have managed it well at the very start of this because I stayed home with Pamela and then I went back to work after she was a year old. And I've always said I'm a better mom when I'm working. And then I was working when I was pregnant with her and I got laid off from an oil and gas company at 5.5 months. Fast forward to 5.5 months pregnant with Lane. And I guess you could say he got laid off, company shut its doors. And so Shane was like, just stay home, raise the babies, go back when you want, or don't, I don't care. And it's worked out so far. And I am very grateful for it. I am, because I do get to do all their things and see all their things and owning our own business, we do. But there are times when it's like, oh my God. I mean, Shane comes home, it's been chaos around here. I just want to have adult conversation, but he's tired from working in the sun all day. He wants to go to bed, but I'm like, I've been with the kids all day. Can you know what I mean? It's just sometimes it's blah, but and when they get older, it gets easier.
Yeah,
So,
because then they can be more independent and do stuff for themselves.
yes, but man, those baby days, I'm grateful they're behind us and we have the memories to talk about them.
Yeah,
So,
and I mean, I think your kids are pretty cool.
I appreciate that. Trying. You know, I gotta let them loose into society one day, and by gosh, I don't want little shits out there running around, and somebody's gotta marry them and put up with them. I
Oh
mean,
Lord, that's scary to think about Lane getting married.
hey, Nova Lee from The Gambler.
Yeah, it's
She's
already
already asked him.
arranged.
It's she asked him, and it's arranged. Even though she's got a boyfriend in Mississippi, I don't even care. It's
I know
happening.
she knows who the real man is.
That's right. That's
She's
right.
coming back to Mr. Lane Lawson.
Yep. She even said, okay, I'll move to Okamama. And I said, all right, done deal.
Okamoma.
Okamama. So, no,
My
it's a good time,
goodness.
but we love our racing and what it's turned
Yes.
into from what it's started, I guess you could say. Like,
To go from NHRA to
oh, I
being
wouldn't.
friends with everybody.
I just, yeah. Not knowing a damn soul, hurry up and get off the track. That's how I felt. Not like, I mean, like I said, Shane did very well when he raced for Randy. But
It's just a whole
it's
different
a different ball
world.
game. And I told Shane, I said, I don't think, because he, you know, we'll talk sometimes. And what if I got a chance to run this kind of car or somebody paid me to run, you know, and it's all NHRA stuff. And I'm like, I mean, obviously, if that's what you want to do, I'm going to jump on board, but I don't want to leave the funny car chaos series. Like, I don't want to do it.
There's
It's just so
nothing else
different.
like this.
It's there's not, and I mean, from the fans to the pits to, I mean, women building women up, being supportive, being there for each other. Like, I mean, I know we've I feel like sometimes we just like repeat ourselves, but I mean, just like Diane was talking about on her episode, Shane had just pulled into the track because getting to Odessa was a nightmare for us. And then, not really a nightmare, but you know, we had some difficulties. And then him and the guys wanted to set up. And Pamela and I needed picked up from the airport. And she was like, I'll go get them. You stay here. I'll go get them. And just, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like there's any with our group. Really negative energy. There may be
No.
a this, like a little E here and there, but as far as, oh God, they showed up. Oh, there she is. Oh, stop talking. Here he comes. I personally don't know of any.
No. Because, just like Diane was saying, you don't want to show up after spending thousands and thousands of dollars on building this race car and getting your whole team out there to then show up and be miserable and be around a bunch of people that are just not fun to be around.
Who are just like clicky and catty and immature. Like I just, it's incredible. And I think, I mean, we have fun. We have fun. And of course we didn't race NHRA. I think Pamela was one when Shane raced his last race with NHRA, but it's just very kid friendly too with the Funny Car Chaos. So
I know we've said before, usually the kids, your kids are either with me or I'm with them at your pit.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're running around with the other kids from some of the other cars.
And that's the thing. It's like, I can tell you right now, when I was 21 years old, last thing I wanted to be around was an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. I'm like, no thanks. It's not my time. But that's just not how our weekends work when we are together. And I mean, I told Shane when we got home, we went to the lake yesterday and got home. And I mean, we had a fantastic weekend doing the family thing and then going on the boats with the friends and being around the kids, and the kids had kids to play with and all the things. And I was just like, I had a great weekend. Like, this weekend is what my soul needed, but I did slightly miss my chaos people.
Yeah, well, because it takes a lot to, like, get ready for a race, like, just mentally preparing for it. So then, like, when you're in that mindset of, like, okay, we got to do X, Y, and Z, we got to beat the track, we've got to do this and that and this and that, and then for it all to just be like, oh, haha, never mind, we're not doing that anymore. It kind of throws a curveball in your plans. And
it just really, yeah.
It's hard. I mean, I got kind of lucky with us going to
Yes, you guys got to go to Mocan.
And we did the grudge racing, so I still got a little bit of funny car time for the weekend, but it's not the same.
No, you had a couple of the chaos families there, though.
Yeah, we had Mike Buchanan and the whole Ombre team were there Friday night, and then Jordan Ballew and his whole family with the Ballew Thunder car were there Saturday night, but, like, that was it in terms of, like, chaos people. And, I mean, there were still so many fans and people there, but it's not the same without everybody there.
Without everybody there, yeah. I know. So I'm ready for Cordova. Cordova. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get a little bit more on track and circle back a little bit.
Circle back around here.
Your track life. So obviously you married into this. Your husband's the driver, and so you're the bug. And your daughter Pamela bugs with you.
She does.
You've got your junior bug. And so if you had to say one thing to help the audience understand a little bit of what a bug life is at the track, at least for you, especially since you have your little, what would you say?
My mini?
Yes, your mini, your junior.
My junior bug. I got my junior driver and my bug. I would say, and I have said this before, I think I said it as well when we did the live, the chaos live thing that we did with Amy. I don't, when it comes to the chaos, it's all hands on deck. Everybody that is in that pit, in any pit, not just, I'm not speaking of mine, in any pit, they have a job. From the time it comes to working on the car at the shop, to loading, to unloading, to working at the track, every single person on that crew has a job. And most of the time, the bugs do too. So that's what I absolutely love about our series, is that the bugs get their hands dirty. They really, yeah, truly do. They work on the cars. I do not. So my bug experience is different from you guys. We have an amazing crew.
An amazing army.
Yes, we have an army. We definitely have an army. But my crew is so good, and they, all of them work well together. From switching out toolboxes and the, like, Biggie wasn't there, and so Shane was like, I know he's gonna like it like this, to, I mean, so I, my job is matching outfits for Pamela and I, and then, and now it's fun because she can actually wear, like, adult small stuff. So it's like head to toe matching 90% of the time, I will say. And then I get the crew, like, their drinks, water, Gatorade, Propel. One likes Red Bull, one likes Monsters. This one drinks Diet Coke, like it's going out of style. This one likes protein balls for snacks. So I make sure they're good in that area. And then, of course, like, paper plates and forks and stuff. Earl gets all the meat. And I mean, well, we have a sponsor for the meat, the Smithville. Great. Shoot. I think it is Smithville. But he does all the cooking and I just get the essentials he needs for that. And then I make sure my crew has what they want to like drink. And I stay out of the way. So I'm not really like.
Sometimes staying out of the way
is best. And I make sure like the kids stay out of the way and entertained and let's go over here or keeping track of them. So I have it fairly easy. I'm not going to lie. When it comes to somebody like you work on two cars when both of the cars are there. I know Amy does a lot more than I do. Diane, I mean, Jennifer from Twisted Sister, she works.
Especially because it's like literally just her and her husband.
Right, right. And then, I'm trying to go. I know Jordan Blue's mom does. Yeah. I'm trying to like go down the, well, and then, you know, Justin with the Brutus, he does stuff. Marcus with the William Brothers, he does, I don't even want to know what that man does, but he works on the car. Andy backs him up. Like, I actually have it fairly easy. So hardest part for me is
it's keeping the kids under control.
Yeah. Yep. And okaying that outfits Pamela wants to wear. Cause sometimes it's like that does not even go. So, yeah, that's the hardest for me. No, if they need something, obviously, you know,
you're always happy to help.
I'm happy to help. It's just
for the most part, it's easier for you to take care of the kids.
Right. Right.
Just stay out of people's way. So, that's fair.
Yeah. I'm just the, you know.
Then if you had to say, what's your most favorite and your least favorite part about being a bug?
My most favorite, I would say, is definitely, honestly, the fans. The outfits are fun. I've said that a bajillion times, getting to dress up because, you know, again, my normal outfits are like right now, t-shirt, tank top, shorts, are the fans. I love walking out on the track and I love waving. Yes. I do. And if you watch me, I'm a 100% goofball all the time. You only live once, so make it fun.
As well have fun. Yeah.
Make it fun. Make it worth it. Like in Odessa, Denim and Diamonds, I felt like Selena, the Hispanic singer. And yes. Pamela was asking, because my top I had on, and Pamela was asking who it was. I showed her a video before we went out there. We're literally out there waiting on them to fire up the car, doing Bitty Bitty Bamba, dancing on the track.
I was doing it with y'all in the speaking lanes. We were doing Bitty Bitty Bamba.
Yeah. So, I think the fans, though, waving at them when we go to pick up Shane. Pamela and I have our own little mule that we ride, and waving at the fans. Pamela loves doing the air horn or holding her. We had a crew member make us an American flag, and it has the Man of War printed on it as well. She loves holding that up. I don't know. The fans are so much fun. They're always so nice. Especially with the chaos. Yes.
They're always so electric. Like, there's no other way to say it.
Yes, and they will wave to you from the starting line until the last camper at the top end. They will legit, every single one of them.
Every track. Every single track.
They wave at you. So I honestly, it is the fans. And when the kids come into the pits and they want to, you know, they see it like, a lot of it is the driver and the crew members and getting to look and watch and things like that. And on the back of Shane's hero card, Jagger made them and he put me and the kids on the back too. So sometimes they'll ask for my autograph. So that's exciting. and then I would say, honestly, like, I don't know if there is a worse part of being a bug, because I enjoy the dressing up. I enjoy doing the hair and makeup if I do that. We actually said that today, because it's like we don't race till night, and so you're sweating balls all day, and the last thing you want to do.
Gosh, it gets bad.
It can get bad, especially like Albuquerque. I don't think I ever wore my hair down, ever. I
did not.
That whole time.
Not once.
But I just don't. I try to make fun, everything fun, not make fun of, but like make everything fun. So I've always been, I love a good theme. I love a good dress up. I mean, we do so much stuff around this house that we theme and do adult Olympics and all of that. And Shane and I match.
All your parties that you have, yes, that are all themed.
We do theme everything. We theme birthdays. We theme family pictures. Shane and I dress up with the kids for Halloween.
Halloween. I was just about to say your Super Mario outfits that you guys wore last year. Or your Sonic or something?
No, we did Super Mario for Lane's birthday. So I was Princess Peach. And then we got Bowser and Luigi and Mario. Our spirit animals. Yes. So Lane was Sonic the Hedgehog because he's 90 to nothing right all the time. Pamela was a squirrel because she has the attention span of a squirrel. Shane was a sloth. And that's why we call him Slothson.
Slothson.
The only thing he does fast is race his car. And then mine's a giraffe because I'm the tallest of all my friends, always have been. And they're just, I love giraffes. I don't know. They're peaceful. They're great. Like they're beautiful. And then when they fight, they slap each other with their necks. If you've never seen it, YouTube it because you
will
laugh your ass off. So they can be feisty, but they're, you know, graceful and I don't know. I just love them. I love them. So, yeah, we theme a lot of things. So I love going with the flow and having fun with things. And then, I mean, it took me a minute to do this whole bug thing and, like, dress up. But once I did it, I took it and I ran with it. I think sometimes a little too far because we also change outfits every run.
I've tried to do that before and it just, I don't know how you do it for yourself, let alone for you and your child.
Yeah. And I always think that, like, when I get to the track, because I usually buy outfits between races, too. So when we get to the track, I'm like, we're going to lay out our outfits. And we lay out outfits like we're going to the final round layout outfits. So it's like 6 outfits total. And it never happens. We get to, like, the third run. And we're like, all right, what are we doing now? I don't know. What do you think?
Can we just wear the same thing?
Can we just please wear the same thing? So I as of right now, I don't think I can say the worst part. There is no worst part for me.
Fair.
Okay. Did I answer Let's that accordingly?
Okay. Let me get the questions pulled back up. Hold on. I was looking at something. So do you have another driver besides Mr. Slothson himself who you would love to be a bug for, me, be part of the crew, any of the above?
I wouldn't say be part of the crew because I'm going to be the last pick for that. but yes, I would absolutely love to back up Ronnie Young. One time. I just want to do it one time. And going from knowing nothing about this into now married into it, owning my own operation. I'll never forget, Pamela was a baby, like nursing, tiny baby. And we took her to Tulsa. And one of her burp rags we still have is a blue Max towel.
Oh.
And I don't know why, because again, back then, still didn't really know a whole lot. And I'll have to ask Shane. I don't know. Anyways, it was in my learning stages of who was who, but we still have it. And it's a blue Max, like it's like a hand towel. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great for a burp rag. And Shane's like, oh my God, you're not using that. And I was like, no, I am. I'm going to use this. But we still have it. Never use it as a burp rag. And then I met Ronnie. And one of the most amazing men, nicest.
He's such a sweetheart. His whole family.
So nice. They are so nice. Amazing. And when he wrecked in Baton Rouge last year, I kid you not, I cried. I cried. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I cried with Singleton's accident. And then when Ronnie had his, but it was like, I knew that car had been around forever. And like the whole operation has been around, the original of everything. And then I was like a kid on Christmas when they busted out that other body. Like the other original. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, there's two of them. Oh my God. Yeah.
So funny enough, I was supposed to back up Ronnie at Mocan last year.
What? I would have pushed you over. I would have
I
pushed
was
you over and been like, I got
literally,
this.
no, I was literally on the track wearing the Blue Max shirt, getting ready to
Oh,
back him up, and the car would not start on the starting line.
yes.
So they had to back him up, and by the time that it came back around, he ended up running Alex's dad. And so I was
Yes.
like, I can't.
Should
Or
have. I would have
he
done
ran Alex or something. I don't know. Something came up to where I couldn't. I had to go back with Alex. And I was just like, are you freaking kidding me? But so that is my one like hall pass that Alex has given me to back up somebody else is the Blue Max car.
It is.
And
I don't, I just,
my
it's, that's stuck with me. Like, it is literally stuck with me.
the his crew chief is pretty much my godfather.
Oh my
So
gosh. What? And I'm just now learning all of this. If you could put a word in for me, please. I just want one pass. Like, I don't even have to do it a whole weekend, season, nothing. I want literally one time.
pass.
Just one time I want to back that man up. I don't know,
No.
because it's like, and I, another thing I think that goes with it is that like the nostalgia bodies. And when we switched from Manowar 1 to 2, I was heartbroken because
Was
we
a little
had a
bit too.
nostalgia. Yes. And I'm like,
Because the
no, you
old
look
body
like
just
NHRA
looks,
guys.
yeah, the old body just looks so
And
cool. And that's
Pamela's
part of the reason why I
matches
love
it.
Ronnie's bodies too, is because his is an original Raymond Beetle car from when Raymond was running them.
Right. And it's
Back
just,
way, way back in the day.
yeah. And it broke my heart when Shane, I mean, we still have the body hanging in the shop, but it's just there. It's a little heartbreaking.
Think that we need to get Slauson to bring it back out.
We don't have a chassis to fit it. The roll cage is what I like to call it.
I
We don't
think
have a roll
that
cage.
he needs to make it work so that he can bring it back out
I
because
think.
it's cool.
When he hangs up the old helmet, which Loud knows when that's gonna be, maybe we can do a run.
Maybe, maybe.
I'd be here for it. But yeah, that would be the one that I would want to do, hands down. Love you guys, everybody else, but you're not as cool.
I don't know if they're going to come out to any more races this year. David, his crew chief David. I mean, they literally live. David lives 15 minutes one direction from me, and Ronnie's 15 minutes the opposite direction from me.
And I
So
always
I was
talk, oh, I
talking to.
gotta run by Ronnie's shop. I'm like, cool. Tell him I
Yeah,
said
remember
hi.
I told you I was supposed
Yeah,
to go there
I
last
know.
week.
I just sat there with my eyes rolled. I was like, cool, tell him I said hi.
No, I don't think they're going to come out to any more this year, but I'm going to try to work on them and see about getting them to come to Mocan.
Yeah,
Maybe.
go out with a good hurrah.
Maybe fingers crossed, and then I'll put in a good word for you.
Thank you. Or next
Yeah.
season.
Yeah, they should be back out next year.
Okay.
Okay, so we've asked everybody this question so far, and I think you sort of kind of answered it already, but in case you have a different answer, if you had to describe chaos to somebody who's never been to a race before, how would you describe it to someone?
It, if you love racing, and obviously you kind of have to love racing to go to a race, right? And even if you don't, I feel like the chaos is where it would change you for the fact, because we have talked about this, but like coming from like the series NHRA, you don't get to get in some of those people's pits. Now you do get to see them like warm up their cars or work on their cars, but some of the big dogs have, blocked off and things like that. So you can watch from afar. The chaos, we all know, understand, and appreciate the fans. Therefore, we want you guys to see the action firsthand. We invite you into the pits. We invite you to meet the people. I know for a fact, I can speak for my team. If there is a spectator that comes into our pits and there's a crew guy standing there not working on the car, he will come at you, usually Papa Mike or Big John. They will come over to you and they will answer any and all questions. We'll put your kids in the car. like if it's done getting worked on and we're just waiting to get called, like the kids can get in the car. They give them some of the stuff like that we don't need, spark plugs, blower belts, whatever. It's very, like, I just feel like the chaos is legitimately, we are here for the fans. Like, what can we do for you? Because you are what keep us going, and we want to make sure that you guys are having a great time and you feel comfortable coming into the pits and you feel comfortable asking the questions and you get a great experience. And that coming from like the spectator side. And then like, as far as like on the inside, it really is nothing but family. Yeah. We are 100%. A big family. I mean, from sharing sourdough recipes for myself, sharing sourdough recipes, talking to you, even about everyday life stuff, your job, my kids, like I've never done your job. Obviously you've never done mine yet.
Yeah.
But we can still talk to each other about those things. And then, you know, like Amy has said before, like, I mean, we were talking about the kids' Christmases and it's like, when did little girls all of a sudden want skincare crap? Like, yeah. You're 8 years old. What is happening?
What do you mean you need moisturizer?
Oh my gosh. And it ain't no like off-brand crap. I'd never even heard of the shit. And it was like
no Walmart, nothing?
No, like, no. It's like Walmart sells it now, but it's like Bubble. I don't know. But like we talk.
I don't think I've even heard of that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's out there. Walmart, like I said, finally has it. You just have to go to Ulta. And then here we are like buying it for them. But like you meet these people and it's not just a every other weekend acquaintance. When you click and you click for life. Because too, this is also a lifestyle that a lot of people don't understand and a lot of people don't get. So I can, you know, call any of the wives and be frustrated or, oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. And they've been there, done that. Or girlfriends. And it's just like, been there, done that. And vice versa. So fan aspect of it, we want you guys. We love you guys. We are here for you guys. And then on the inside, it's just one big family wanting to see everybody succeed. Not all of us can win at the end of the night, but by God, we're going to help you get there. Yeah. So
if we're not the ones in the winner's circle, we're going to be giving you fist bumps when you're pulling into it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, and usually if you watch the last, like the finals and you're not in it, you are behind somebody, like you're like the, what am I trying to say? The starting line is filled.
Starting line, final round starting line is packed with all of the crews and drivers from every other car that isn't in that final round.
Right. Yeah.
Because everybody, I mean, I know when you and who was it? Casey were in each other. I stood in the middle because I can't pick sides. So I stood behind the starters in the center, but like everybody's on the line to everybody's see what happens.
Yeah. And it's not even like you said, like the middle. But it's like we're all cheering for each other.
Like I said, the people that are standing on, you know, the quote unquote loser side will walk over to the other side and fist bump everybody and, you know, high five. Hell yeah. Way to go, man. You know, y'all deserve this. Congratulations. Regardless of who wins.
Right. Right. And when we ran Casey in Baton Rouge, it was a bittersweet moment, but it was like, Man of War was so proud. We were bummed because we had like where the ladder fell. That's what we were bummed about because he's our teammate. But we were so proud for Casey and the Gambler team that like, hell yeah.
They did so good that weekend.
They did so good. Casey had a lot of firsts. That whole team had a lot of firsts. And it was like, we were so excited for them. It sucked so bad because we had to run each other, but it was like, you're in the A field, you went to the threes. Yes. I mean, it was like, yay, good job guys on my team. But like, hell yeah, Casey. Like, we were waiting for them to get back to the pits. Like, let's all high five and do all the things for them. So, I mean, it just sucked how the ladder fell, but it was like a proud team moment.
I mean,
to see them achieve.
We had the same exact thing last year. I think it was first round, Louisiana, yeah. We had to run the Neils first round. And I love Ricky and Michael and Chelsea and their whole family.
Oh, they're a great team too.
And, you know, we ended up making it to the final round that weekend. We lost to Chuck Lofton, but so we beat them first round. And immediately, you know, I high-fived Alex's brother and his dad, and I ran over and I hugged Chelsea and I hugged Ricky. And I said, it was such a good pass. You know, the sportsmanship is always there.
Yes.
And even after, you know, we beat them first round, they were sitting in the stands in the semis cheering us on so loud that I could hear them as we were driving down the track.
Yeah. Yeah.
With my earplugs in. It was, you can't beat that.
No, no. We want everybody to win. I mean, obviously we want our car in the winner's circle. However, if it's not, I mean, that's what we go against Kirk a lot, and everybody wants to race Kirk. Everybody wants to beat Kirk. And I'm always like, listen, if you're in the finals, you're doing something good. And if you're in the finals against Kirk, you're damn sure doing something good. Win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter. So I love that team too. The Williams brothers, they're solid. They're a fun group to watch too. But it's just, I mean, it's part of it, yes. But I personally, there's not a team I don't want to see succeed and go rounds. So it's just a big, fun, positive atmosphere.
I love it personally. Even at the boat races, it's the same thing, which is why I love, because it's just positive all around.
Yes, all around.
All the people. So I think that covers a lot of the questions that we had. Did you have anything else you wanted to add that I missed?
No, I don't think so. The lights just went out in my house.
Lord.
It's a bit dim.
You are going to have to pick the burning questions because I do not have them here.
Yes, let me get the box out. I promise I'll randomly pick one. And let's go with this one. What topic are you tired of hearing about? Oh, heavens. I don't know. Do we make that worldly? Oh, I'll tell you what topic I'm sick of hearing about. Tornadoes and rain.
Tornadoes and rain.
Is that a topic?
Yes. Weather. Shit weather. I'm over it.
Shit weather all over the United States. I am sick and tired of it.
Specifically the Midwest. Yes. Just atrocious.
I mean, we talked about it. We don't have to like long drawn out, but we talked about it before we started recording, and it was like Eddyville gets canceled. You look at the map, it's nothing but storms.
Everywhere.
Tornadoes, everywhere. Like
Eddyville, Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma,
Arkansas.
Kansas, Arkansas, everywhere. It was raining and miserable.
It was. And so that's my topic. Weather. Shitty weather. I'm okay. Ready to hear hot
sunshine and happiness. And
yes. Sunshine makes everybody happy.
And race car and yes. Uninterrupted races.
Uninterrupted racing. Yes.
I agree with you on that. 100%.
So that's what I'm sick of hearing about.
Wow. That's a good one. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
That came to me real quick too. If we can make that if we can make that a topic. So I'm going Perfect. To make it one. Okay. Perfect. We always end with a burning question, and that was it. So thank you guys for listening. And then hopefully sure. Cordova will happen.
Yeah, fingers crossed that the weather will hold out for us for one more. That we can get everybody back together, and make sure you keep your eyes out for all the posts and updates that we have before that weekend. And whenever that weekend does come, keep an eye out for all the outfits that people are going to be posting, which we're super excited for. I know so I'm excited for it.
Yes, I am too.
For both of them.
Yes. Yes, yes. And then we'll have some other ladies on as well. I think we might have to get a couple drivers.
Yeah.
And on maybe. This to get us until Cordova. And then back to your regular scheduled programming.
I think that we can swing that. But either way, we're a little thrown off by Cordova being canceled and then also Odessa being the way that it was. We couldn't record as much as we had hoped to that weekend because between the weather and then we also had a little bit of equipment malfunction.
Oh my gosh. Bonnie malfunction. Just say it. It's fine. I had a Bonnie moment.
We couldn't pre-record as many episodes as we would have liked, and then Cordova being canceled or Eddyville being canceled really threw a wrench in our plans because we had a bunch planned for that weekend as well. But we will build back stronger. Yes. And
we appreciate you guys staying with us.
And so we love y'all. We appreciate you listening, and we will see you at the track.
Bye, guys.